sometimes we can be so focused on what we want and praying to God to bless us with this and that, that we completely miss what is required of us for that blessing to come to pass.
You are now listening to the Full Time Boss Podcast with Nia Hines. Most people think that being equipped to transition to full-time entrepreneurship is about having financial security and a promising business plan. But honestly, what you really need is to understand how to overpower your will, your emotions, and your mind. When you learn how to do that, that is when you are able to experience unlimited growth and success beyond your wildest dreams. Join me as I share with you the real keys required to becoming a full-time boss.
God is not a genie. Waiting is an action verb. When you are waiting on God to bless you in a specific area of your life, waiting doesn't mean do nothing. Okay? God is not a genie. He doesn't just grant you any command that you send his way without you being fully invested in the blessing too. So when you are waiting on God, it still requires you to do something during the waiting process. Waiting doesn't always mean, so it is an action verb, right? But it doesn't always mean going out and physically doing something. Sometimes waiting means getting closer to God, understanding what his word says about this thing that you're waiting on. Waiting sometimes means shifting your mindset and your beliefs about this thing you're waiting on. So, for example, you may be praying to God to bless you with increase and more money. But ask yourself, are you managing the money you currently have the way that the word says that you should? Like, you may be praying for a husband or a wife or to have children. But have you done your internal self-work and healed all of your past traumas or insecurities? Like, sometimes the work that needs to be done during a waiting period isn't an actual physical or external act. Sometimes it requires inner self-work. Sometimes mindset shifts need to happen. Sometimes beliefs need to change or strengthen. Sometimes you need to spend more time with God. Sometimes those things need to occur so that when the blessing arrives, you are able to be a good steward over that blessing.
This episode is sponsored by my group coaching program, Elevate. If you are ready to serve more clients, make more money, and position your business for long-term growth, visit niahines.com/elevate to learn more and apply today.
Sometimes there are other things that need to occur within you internally so that when this blessing that you're praying for arrives, you are able to be a good steward over that blessing. Sometimes we can be so focused on what we want and praying to God to bless us with this and that, that we completely miss what is required of us for that blessing to come to pass. And again, it doesn't always mean going out to physically do something. Sometimes it requires you to tap into yourself and figure out what mindset and belief shifts do you need to make to be able to handle that blessing when it comes through. What changes do you need to make to be a good steward over that blessing when it comes? Sometimes we are so busy complaining about our present circumstances that we miss out on the higher purpose that God is trying to get our attention about in that hardship or in that circumstance. And we completely forget about the definition of faith. So even if you don't understand why you're going through the situation you're in, why God hasn't blessed you and given you what you've been praying for, just know that God is using that situation to draw you closer to him. And something is being required of you in this moment or in that moment. And it's up to you to answer the call and become who you need to be so that you can come out a champion with a testimony on the other side. But God is not a genie. Ask yourself, are you drawing closer to him and doing what you need to be doing during this time? The time that you are praying and begging and pleading for him to just grant you these prayers that you're praying to him, ask yourself, are you drawing closer to him, building a relationship with him, and finding out what you should be doing during this time?
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love for you to subscribe, leave a review, then head over to NiaHines.com and join my private Facebook group. I want to hear from you, I want to connect with you, and I would love to support you on your journey. Remember, many are called, but few are chosen, and it all begins with your mindset and beliefs. Until next time.